This is Shane Warne. Make sure you plough on.
Do plough and CC. Plough on, guys. Take too much.
No, we didn't win the league by accident. We did that by design. It was very much planned.
I just try to get it in the right spot, really, and see what happens.
He said to me, mate, I really think you should put your lid on. Next ball, Bolney bouncer. We've been for six. So.
This club is beyond cricket.
Plough's cricket is the greatest club in the world.
Hi, I'm Liam, and I'm here with Matt. Hi, Matt, how are you?
Hi, Liam, very good, thank you. Nice to be here, nice to be back.
Just wanted to start by saying thanks for coming to all our listeners. Latest instalment of our Ploughman's 2021 season. Together, Matt and I, for those of you who don't know, make up one of the greatest fast bowling partnerships in cricketing history. Matt, what have we got in store for the listeners today?
Yeah, we've got a big show coming up, just having a look back at the second weekend of the season, taking a look through all three games that took place. We had an unfortunate loss against a very good Dulwich side that we'll go through. We had two great wins on a Sunday, which included tributes to babies after centuries, a number of debuts and 100% win rate continuation for one of our new skippers this year. We've also got all your usual fantasy cricket updates and, of course, a sledge of the week for you.
And I believe, not to give too much away, we've also got some correspondence from quite far afield to visit this week as well, later in the show.
Exactly, yeah, we have. Looking forward to getting into that.
Same here. Okay, exciting lineup. With no further ado, let's dive in and have a look at what happened at Dulwich Seconds.
So first up, we're going to take a look at Saturday's game where 11 fine ploughmen travelled for an away game to the DSG, playing on our home ground, but as the away team against Dulwich Seconds. I think it's a new fixture for this year. Liam, you were playing in this one. Tell me first of all about the side we put out.
It was a really strong side. Looking at the sides again for this coming weekend, it looks like we've got a lot of competition for places all around. So, yeah, it was a strong side we went out with. Good balance, captained by league skipper James DeSarto in what was basically a warm-up for our first league game this coming weekend. So, obviously, you went there. Tiss is captain. We have heard some suggestions. I have heard some suggestions that possibly one of the reasons why you were unavailable this weekend is you thought it may benefit your selection chances for the league game by not coming bowling at Dulwich Seconds. Have you got any response to that?
I've heard the comments and I can just say, you know, I'm going to bat them back with straight bat, say it's clearly not true. I'd have walked into the side regardless, so that's fine. Anyway, tell me a bit more about the game. Tiz was obviously captain. I believe he lost the toss. So what happened first?
We were put into bat first in a very ploughman's like decision by the opposition skipper. It was very much a ploughman's bowl first day. There was a lot of green on the deck. And we went into bat and basically they bowled pretty well against us.
Nice. So what did we end on?
We ended on 126 all out. We batted most of the overs, but they just got a bit of a stranglehold on us, really, and found it very difficult to score, especially at the beginning. Opening bowlers were incredibly tidy. Very little to get away, very few scoring balls. And we've done well, really, through the middle overs and towards the end to actually put up ended up being a fairly competitive total in the end.
So we posted 126 all out. What happened next?
Dulwich won. They chased that down, I think, five down. However, they didn't really have like a massive partnership or somebody who really came in and took the bowling attack apart and really looked like they were going to finish this game in quick time. I think eventually they got to the total with about five overs to go. And, you know, we had them five down. So they really limped to the finish line in that sense. And the bowling effort and the fielding effort from Ploughman's was fantastic. I think looking back on it, it was probably one of those days where it was a good toss to win. And had we bowled first, it could have been a very different story. Fair play to Dulwich, who did outplay us on the day. But yeah, I think, you know, if we get another shot at playing against those next season, we've got every chance.
Nice, good work. And any notable contributions from individuals on the day?
Yeah, so Fred Gumpert top scored with 33. That's, you might have That's starting to become a little bit familiar. Fred top scoring. Tiss with 26. And Lewis got 2 wickets for 27. Tom Lonnenbold, very, very well. 1 wicket, 11 runs off 8 overs. There were a couple of run outs, one from Matt Hickson and one from Ben Hamilton, who chased the ball down to the boundary. And there were two fantastic, one in particular, absolutely outstanding catch from Joe Hockings in the field. Absolutely flew to short cover and he just gobbled it up.
Excellent work. So it sounds like Ploughmans were almost there, but just couldn't quite get ourselves over the line. Maybe a different toss, it would have been a different story. And, you know, just another day, few catches or whatever goes in a different direction, maybe another 30, 40 runs, and we'd have probably had game on there by the sounds of it.
I think so. And I also think it's like, it's not a bad little warm-up for the season. You know, hard-fought match, really good bowling attack, decent batsman, anything short or wide pretty much disappeared. You know, there was very little leeway. So hopefully that's sharpened us up a little bit. And then we're raring to go, ready for Saturday.
We go again next week, indeed.
Okay, let's move on and have a look at what went on Sunday.
First up on Sunday, we're going to look at the Worcester Park game where Iskander took a fine group of predominantly debutants. I think there were 6 debutants or newish blokes in the side, and Nige. The sort of the old guards doing his bit for Ploughmans, making sure there was some old representation there. Liam, I'm going to ask you a bit about this. Tell me a bit about Iskander as captain.
Well, second time he's captained Plough this season, 100% win record. Boom. He's staked a claim. And also, he did bring that up with me as well after the game. He did send me a message to remind me that, you know, that's 2 teams that he's captained so far this season, and both times he's won.
Good. So the game itself, who batted first? What happened here?
Ploughmans batted first. 219 for 8 would suggest that it was a reasonable deck. It's been a very dry April in London. I know our groundsman has been watering the wickets because there hasn't been nearly as much rain around as one would have expected for this time of year. So we've seen some pretty good decks already. So I'm guessing that was the case here. 219, it's a big score. Big score on a Sunday.
Yeah, 40 overs, 219 for 8. And then what happened second innings?
Second innings, we've bowled them out for 109. So that's a 110 win victory. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, big win from the Ploughmans boys there. What about notable contributions? Anyone standing out in particular in this game?
Yes, lots of notable contributions in this one. Ollie Tennant, playing in his second game of cricket ever, hit 43 in an innings described as controlled mayhem by Shagger Hopper. Leo, on full debut, hits 43 as well. Some suspected jug avoidance going on in Worcester Park on Sunday. And 3 wickets on debut for David Nielsen Scott.
Yeah, another man in our double-barreled name, 11. It looks like he took 3 wickets and bowled really well. Talk to me about other highlights. What else went on the day?
So Alex Julian, who played for us a few games at the end of last season and is right back in the fold, took 2 unbelievable catches, apparently played a blinder at slip, and then took what's been described as a contender for catch of the season at short cover.
I like it when someone states there's a catch of the season in April. There's a long way to go, but I love the confidence behind it. I also love that I have no idea why he's called Cake.
I have no idea why he's called Cake either. That's a nickname that he inherited as a result of Duray and I meeting his friends on the train on the way to a game of golf sometime in September last year. Right in. Let us know the backstory to that one.
The only other thing I've got to note is that jugs were only £11. So if you want to get involved at Worcester Park next year, that's a good one to play at.
That sounds ideal. By about a certain point in the evening, all of the oppo had left and 11 ploughmen were still at the grounds and the jugs continued to flow, as you mentioned, at £11. And one thing that's been brought to my attention on by a few different people who played in this game was just how well the new players have fitted in with Plowns on a cultural level, really enjoying the fun ethos of the club, the inclusive ethos of it, as well as making cricketing contributions with a bat, with a ball, and in the field.
So that was the Worcester Park game. As discussed, no need for a cultural review here. Everything is flying. Let's take a look at what happened down in Chiddingston next.
Another tidy-looking Plowman's outfit travelled to Chiddingston on Sunday, captained by none other than
Leon Parks, taking a side for a run out for the first time in a while, back from injury after last year. Leon took a really strong side all the way down into the Kent countryside.
Leon back out leading the side. We love to see it. Who batted first?
Plowman's batted first. The mighty Plough went out and amassed 241 all out in 30-something overs. So another big score.
241 all out is a massive score in 40 overs in April.
Yeah, another big score for April. Obviously, next question is who scored the runs. There was 46 for the skipper himself, Mr. Leon Parks. Jug avoidance there. And then no jug avoidance from Suri Poliboina. 100 for him off only about 56 balls. Apparently, Suri smashed it to all parts in what was an incredible innings, but not without controversy.
So what could be understood as a possible attempt at jug avoidance came when Suri was on 87, I think, or 89, and he's out, bowled, I believe, and the bowler has just clipped the stump with his leg on the way through. So after thinking he's out, turning around to try and walk off, he's called back out and just smashes his way to a century in the following over.
Yeah, Suri absolutely coming back from what was probably quite a bit of despair, but came back next over, a couple of boundaries later, and he makes it to the 100 mark. And then rather sort of beautifully, I'd say, the next day, or possibly that evening, on his social media, dedicated that to his newborn son, fueling the theory at international level that having a new child makes you score hundreds. Root did it, Williamson did it, Kohli did it, Suri did it. He's part of the big four. That's all I'll say on that matter.
It's brilliant from Suri. He's been threatening that for a while. He's such a dangerous player. He's fantastic to watch. And hopefully there's many more to come this season. Did notice on a Facebook post as well that when he wrote it up, they referred to this as the first ton of this season so far. A signal of intent. So that's fantastic. We'd love to see that. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Keep an eye out for Chris Evans in his next game, whenever he plays. And then there are one or two, possibly around August time, that we'll mention closer to the time. Any other notable contributions in this one?
Yeah, so Plowns hit 241 all out and then bowled Chiddingstone out for 128. Wickets pretty much shared around. Ollie, who bowled very, very well with the new ball, apparently. Mark, also with one or two wickets. Niraj Taylor continued his great start to the season. He took three for, bowled really well. And then wickets again for Lewis and Greg. Greg on debut with his first wickets for the club.
Lovely job. Get a jog in. We also had some outstanding outfielding by Rob Keogh. Saved at least 20 runs, I'm told, which isn't a surprise because he's an absolute demon in the field. Puts everything on the line, body on the line for the club every time. So little shout out to Keogh, but no surprise there.
Yeah, also point to note is that Greg was on his full debut, so he played on club day, but this was the first game that counted. Took his first few wickets, but managed to forget his whites and apparently had to borrow some from the skipper. Not a great start to the career for Greg, but if you can do it in someone else's whites, imagine what he can do in his own.
Exactly. Another shout out to Will Stevens, who in his first game for Plough batted well, opening the batting. Never easy in April. And I think got to about 10 runs, but looked, got a very good ball and looked very good up until that point. So promising start there. Lots more to come from him, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So I think to sum it up, that is another big win for Ploughman's. 110, 120 run win. The boys did really well there.
Yeah, and skipper Leon, we mentioned before, 46. Classic jug avoidance from him. Nothing new there. And after giving it loads in the off-season about standing at slip all day and batting at six, this seemed like his perfect opportunity to do it as captain. And I'm told not only did he not bat at six, he also didn't stand at slip either. So what are you saying, Leon? Are you going to put your money where your mouth is? That sums up our weekend's cricket, I think, quite nicely.
Yeah, good weekend. So let's take a look at where that leaves us in terms of fantasy.
What's turning out to be one of the main segments of our podcast, and I think one of the main reasons why people are tuning in, let's have a look at our fantasy league for the following week. Who's top of the league?
Continuing his form after his after topping the league in week one, Trent is still top of the league with his jugs all round team.
Unbelievable. Well played. Whose team performed best during the week?
Yeah, so this week's winner, taking this week in isolation, was Iskander, who's made a charge up the leaderboard. His athletic Bill Plough team doing really well this week. He managed to get in a load of the big point scorers. So well done to Iskander for winning this week.
Nice one. Who was the top scoring player from the weekend?
No surprises off the back of his big 100 down at Chiddingstone. Surrey was our top point scorer across all players this week. So well done to him.
Nice work, Surrey. This weekend, we've got a number of double headers. I think some pretty high-profile ones. Can you give us a heads-up as to who's playing both days?
Yeah, so a few tips to include in your sides this weekend. Logan Cassin is playing both days. He's leading one of the sides on Sunday. Both Gumperts are playing both days. There should be some runs scored there. Ollie Lonsdale and Niraj, also very good picks that I'd suggest both double-heading and likely to score points for you as well.
There might be one or two others as well. Just for, in terms of the season as a whole, could you just give us a reel off three off the top of your head, three players to watch as the season progresses?
Yeah, my three to watch, I think, would be Max Gumpert. He's going to play a lot of cricket, hopefully both days on a number of weekends, bat and bowls. I think Tom Lonan, also a good shout. When does Tom ever have a bad game? And in terms of new boys, I think I like the look of Leo Connolly. I think he's been really sharp with bat and ball to start the year, and I think he'll be one to watch as well. How about you? Give me your top three. Who are you backing for this year?
A couple of really strong names in there as well. I'd definitely take notice of that. I'm having a look at Isaac Rolfe. Looks good with the ball. Haven't seen him bat yet, but can bat apparently as well, so might get some runs, points for runs there. I'm looking at Ploughman's legend, Leon Parkes, back in the frame. Just looks good when I've seen him. Makes batting look easy, has so much time. Think he's going to feature quite a lot this season. And then third one, as I think I mentioned before, Chris Evans, criminally undervalued. One of the best batsmen I've ever seen in at 1.7 million. So I'd definitely have a look at that as well.
Good, nice. Right, so that's this week's fantasy update. Good luck to everyone playing this weekend. I hope you don't get let down by any rogue selections, last-minute injuries or woeful hangovers. On to our final section for this week's podcast, onto our Any Other Business section, where we like to do a number of things. So first thing we're going to do is we're just going to run through who is top of the run scoring charts so far this season.
Absolutely none other. The man of the moment, Surrey's top of the run charts with 100 runs.
Good. Yeah, well done to Surrey. And then top of the wicket charts so far is... yeah, Lewis Wilby, good start to the year for him. So our next feature that we like to do is Sledge of the Week. Liam, tell us all about this week's Sledge of the Week.
So this week's Sledge of the Week happened at Worcester. Ploughman's, obviously, as we mentioned, put up a big total, and great early bowling means that the opposition are two down. at which point Yarny makes a point of stating, look, lads, 8 more good balls until we can get in the bar.
Factually correct and funny. Good work, Yanni. We're into the tale, lads.
I've got a who said it this week, so no context at all in our who said it section. That's for you guys to try and work out. Matt, who said it?
I don't care about selection. Someone with very bold ambitions thinking they're going to get picked regardless. Coming up, last week we asked you for any correspondence. We asked you to get in touch if you had anything you wanted to tell us about the podcast. And unbelievably, somebody did. Liam, I'm going to hand over to you now to read out our first ever piece of official correspondence. Who is it from and what does it say?
Thanks, yeah. We've got an email that's come in from quite far afield as well, all the way from Queensland, Australia, in the Gold Coast. This is from Ainsley Jameson, who is a long-time listener of the pod and a new member of the Plowman's Fantasy Cricket League. So I'll read out what Ainsley sent in. Thanks very much for getting in touch, Ainsley. Good day, gentlemen of the plow. Really enjoying how the pod's back on and love the banter. Living in Queensland on the Gold Coast, therefore, unfortunately, I may never get to see the greatest fast bowling partnership in cricketing history in the world ever live. It would be great to get some tips for the Fantasy League, if possible, on the pod, name some players. Plow on. That's from Ainsley. So in our previous section, we've given you a bit of a heads up about who's playing doubleheaders this weekend. We've given you some tips for the season. Great to hear from you. If anyone else would like to email in, the email address is hello@plowmancc.com. And you can email in anything you like. Tell us what you're doing. Ask us to do something differently, more or less of what we're doing. Tell us about the games that happen at the weekend. That's what makes this podcast interesting. And thanks to Leon and Iskander in particular for providing a bit of colour around the matches that were played on Sunday that neither of us two were playing in.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks everyone for getting in touch. And just quickly to finish up, just want to say good luck to everyone playing this weekend. We've got 5 teams going out, 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, which we think is a Plowman's record. And just individually to that, not only have we got 5 teams out, we've got, I think, 47 individual different players playing this weekend, which is absolutely massive and shows just how far we've come. We're a cricket team with 5 sides at a weekend, a podcast, roaring net sessions, absolutely great camaraderie, and it's all thanks to everyone who puts in all that effort. So well done. Good luck for the weekend, and thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
This is Shane Warne. Make sure you plow on.
Do Plowman CC. Plow on, guys. Thank you much.
No, we didn't win the league by accident. We did that by design. It was very much planned.
I just try to get it in the right spot, really, and see what happens.
He said to me, mate, I really think you should put your lid on. Next ball, Bolnia bouncer, which went for 6. So
This club is beyond cricket.
Plowman's cricket is the greatest club in the world.